Guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Kind of a double, two-sided, back-and-forth type trading day again today. But then, I guess, we kind of saw that all week.
You know, we really did. And I think it was goes back to the option expiration, you know, particularly on the corn, but also on the wheat, trying to hit a strike price on December corn, you know, 430 to 425 really kind of held us in there. And I think the same thing on the December wheat, you know, trying to figure out if we were going to hit 540 or 550, you know, and we end up kind of in between on that also. So, you know, and it was a week also where no problems in South America yet. So you got that future supply coming at us, one big crop in the oven, and then fear of China slowing down their purchases, you know, after the first of the year, I think was a drag also. And by the way, the dollar made three-year highs here again this week.
Yep, and that put some pressure on those exports as well.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the thing. And you look at the currencies around the world, the real versus the Brazil real versus the U.S. dollar of 5.8 to 1. That's a new record here low. So just makes them more competitive versus us, and helps their farmers to a better profitability than us. But you know, I think it's one of those. The seasonalities are actually up from now till the end of the year. Usually, that's because our producer here in the U.S. doesn't want to sell. You might get some problems in South America, a little bit of nervousness there, and just kind of keeps it bubbling up. So we'll see if that occurs this year, Randy.
Now, we got a short trading week next week with a holiday in the middle of it. Then we actually start the holiday season full-fledged, I guess.
Yeah, we do. And I think, you know, when you talk about the holidays, is, you know, you lose people here and there on the trading environment. And so next week, you know, we're closed on Thursday, close early on Friday, normal trade on Wednesday on the market. So and then it gets sputtery after that even. So, but I think what we're going to do is we're going to watch the Trump administration, the transition, how it's going to be going in the world. We're going to watch the Black Sea to see if that tensions get larger or smaller. And then I think we'll see if there's any new demand comes into the market here, as we don't have an updated crop report on December. Just the next one is in January.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Well, you know, I think the cattle market, of course, the bull continues to be alive and well. You know, it's the front-end supplies are large, the weights are large. But I think when you get past that into next year, the numbers just tighten up, the supplies are tighter. And packer paid up for better for cattle than the trade thought this week. Beef held together this week better than the trade thought. So balance back the futures market here, trying to match up with the cash. And that gave us some strength going into the cattle on feed report, which is probably the last month of cattle on feed numbers where the placements are actually over a year, then they tighten up. But hogs just continue record large fund positions in the hogs, sitting right close to contract highs again, and funds went on the meat market, Randy.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, you know, I think it's just, you know, the dollar's the big one. Watch the weather in South America, and I think see if some new demand comes into the market.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.